How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now, and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
At Beerenbaum and Spien PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633. Or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spien works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Boss and the Ballerina Show, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona, every fourth Monday from 2:30 to 4. And Caroline, we started to discuss the Ballet Academy of Arizona. Let me ask you. My understanding is, and we've talking off the air a little bit, that the Ballet Academy of Arizona in 2011 was really a transitional year. You were moving into a certain direction. You want to describe that?
Yes. Yes, Dave. Well, we have always worked to a smaller extent with special needs children in our programs and typical children. 2011 was really exciting because we did our Peter Pan at the Herberger in May. And after that production, we really moved into, and I guess our vision really crystallized into really working with children who were more special needs than we had worked with before. We had Benjamin and Mason both in Peter Pan, who both had cerebral palsy. Benjamin in a chair, and Mason using his power sticks. And after that, we really developed that side of our programming so that when we did Cinderella in October, we had 60 special needs children and 40 typical children in our production. And that is now our vision moving forward. It really is clear, because working with those special needs children was just amazing. I just thoroughly enjoyed it so much. And what we got out of it, what all the children got out of it, was incredible.
And, you know, also the integration with typical kids and special needs kids, it also benefits the typical kids in ways no one could ever imagine.
Exactly.
And what are some of the ways that it really benefits?
Well, just this weekend at practice, I was talking with a mom who has both typical and special needs. And she was saying, boy, I've been bringing a few special needs kids to your performances, and a lot of them to the production of Cinderella. She goes, but where I'm really wanting to spend my time is bringing more typical kids, because they seem like they're benefiting by participating with our special needs, much like her special needs daughter benefits with the typical. It's back and forth. Who benefits the most? Nobody knows.
But it's definitely noticeable that everyone benefits, as well as the families, too, the parents.
Oh, yeah. By far. Carrie would tell you that. The moms first. And we've had a bunch of the wonderful mothers in here on the radio show. And, yeah, that's unanimous. The moms, recharges their battery. It gives them more hope. It is a wonderful experience for them. And that's part of, I think we'll talk about it in a little bit, the acceleration of the family community, not just, you know, the performance side of it.
So acceleration of the family community, and that, that would seem to be a huge benefit, because I would suspect, and I know the moms talked about this when they first had their children and they got a diagnosis or they knew something wasn't quite what they expected, sometimes that could be very scary. In fact, probably every time it's scary. And you know, who do you go to? Where is the support system? And it seems like what Caroline and you have done, Tom, is to provide the support system by allowing people to flourish when they thought there were limitations and they discovered, wait a minute, special needs kids really don't have limitations in ways that we didn't realize, and now they are flourishing above their own self-imposed limitations, mm-hmm. which gives a lot of confidence and a lot of hope to the families as well as the kids.
Yeah, and they get the ability to network because they're bringing their children to these practices, to these performances. And again, I mean, this is last Saturday. They're all sitting there chatting about, we had this experience this summer at Disney World. And it's just a unique experience taking a bunch of special needs children on amusement rides where, it's built for typical kids. But the environment is very conducive to you help me, I help you. You know, I'll give you some advice, Miss New Mom, new family of the special needs kids, because my child is now 7, 8, 9 years old. As one of the moms was giving advice, sitting on one end of the couch, oh, don't worry about that. It's just a stage.
Yeah.
I laughed and went, wow, what's happening? and the kid's acting up. It doesn't matter the situation, but the sage old mom who has a 9-year-old said, don't worry about it. It's just a phase. They'll go through it.
So it really takes the unknown out of it somewhat. And then you combine it, Caroline, with what you teach, ballet, mm-hmm. The music, the
That's
movement.
Right. Yes.
Describe that a little bit. I mean, how is that therapeutic?
I think it's excellent, Dave, because like we were talking earlier when we were off the air, we engage all the parts of the body. We work on fine and gross motor skills. We work on sequencing. the music, it plays such a big part of it, because music evokes feelings, especially in children. If you have music that sounds a little, you feel the anticipation of it, they really get into it and engage in it. And so when I work with them, all children, special needs and typical children, we make up stories and songs to the music. Sometimes, as we said, it doesn't make sense, the song. But when the children sing it to themselves, they become very musical. And it's great.
That's incredible. And also, my guess is it gives the kids a sense of purpose in life.
It does. Yes. And so, like when we do rehearsals, nothing they do is wrong. When you're working also with very little children, with three-year-olds, they can't remember a lot of choreography. But they can be very musical, because if you teach them the songs, they run on music notes. And that's what creates magic for the audience.
That is so cool. So it could be different in a way, each performance.
Yes.
But nevertheless, just as heartwarming as the previous one.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And I think what it does for the whole family, and again, I'm just trying to paraphrase what I've heard over and over, is it opens up new doors for them. Whether you're the mother, the father, the grandparents, the child, or whatever, when somebody says our daughter's in a performing arts company, there's a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
And everybody knows that little Sally's a special needs child. You know, it's a double take, and everybody, she's in ballet.
Right.
And that means something to the heart and to the spirit of the mother, the father, you know, that take them to practice. You know, they're engaged. They're engaged in, if their daughter is just so happy to be there, and whatever her role or his role is in it, but it's powerful.
What are some of the gifts that you think the special needs kids give to the typical kids?
Oh, I think a classic example was we have a young man who's just 17, and he actually asked Tom on Saturday at rehearsals, the special needs children don't complain. Why is that? And that was a very powerful question. And they don't. They don't complain. They seem to have an inner knowledge that their egos are not in the way of what they're doing, of what they are and who they are. They put everything in perspective.
That's really fascinating, because I mean, how would life be if people didn't complain? It would
That's
be probably
right.
joyful and peaceful. And people, I guess other people, complain, and they're focused on, and maybe this is it from an NLP perspective, the people that complain are looking and focused on what they don't have, where maybe the special needs kids that don't complain are focused on what they do have and what's
exactly.
possible.
That's right.
Right.
I think so.
Exactly. I think it's more down where you're taking the conversation. Again, we're doing a sort of a part of our branding is we do videos because this is a new paradigm, this performing arts, you know, ballet community. Caroline started up here. But one of our favorites, and this is a shout out for Benjamin Schrader.
Yes. Benjamin.
When he was given some advice, and Benjamin's, what, 14?
Yes.
In a wheelchair. And there isn't anything except inspiration in everything Benjamin does. And he says, I was talking to him on video, and I said, you know, say something, anything. And as he was talking, he said, no, I want to make a point. And the point is, what do you believe in? He goes, I want to ask people that are going to see this video, what do you believe in? We all believe in what we're doing here. But it's time to, you know, stop the tape and ask yourselves out there, you know. And his brother, who Mason. Is again one of our favorites. He does that one from that movie where the guy points at his eyes and says, "I'm watching you."
Yeah, let's see that movie. Yes. Oh, that's
the Falkers.
Oh yeah, you know, I'll let you say that one.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, it's like he did that to
Robert De Niro.
Robert De Niro.
That's
he did
right.
it to the whole audience. He said, hey, you adults, I got my eyes on you. And he was narrating the show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah. So there's lessons, and it's not just for special needs kids to typical kids. It's special needs kids to adults with huge egos.
I like it. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Tom the Boss, Boss Meyer, and Caroline Atkinson, founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona, a most unique ballet company, we'll call it, catering to special kids and integrating it with typical kids, really give them hope, faith, and really a reason and a purpose for being. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7-steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is the Boss and the Ballerina Show every fourth Monday from 2:30 to 4, starring Tom the Boss, Boss Meyer in this corner. How does that sound? And Caroline Atkinson, owner of Ballet Academy of Arizona, in this corner.
And it sounds like we're going to have an arm wrestling competition. Now.
Yes, this would be so good. Remember Bridget Loves Bernie? There was a cute sitcom long ago.
Yes.
You remind me of that very cute couple.
Oh, there you go.
Bridget Loves Bernie. Tom, do you remember that? No? Oh, am I the only one that remembers that?
Yes.
From the 1910s? I mean 20s? Okay, just kidding. Now, we're talking about... the ballet, what happened, the transition in 2011. Now, you have a couple shout-outs, probably for some special shout-outs, some people that maybe have gone above and beyond the call of duty.
I think so. There's a couple that come straight to mind, Dave. One is Wade Schrader. He is actually Benjamin and Mason and Claire's dad. He's a pediatric surgeon down at Phoenix Children's. He has been amazing. And also Dr. Lee Siegel, who is also down at Phoenix Children's. He's the chief of pediatric surgery.
Wow.
So,
nice.
Yes, to the two of them. And, yeah.
That is really cool. Of course, they must help in so many different ways
yes.
in their own trained profession, of course, as surgeons and physicians.
Exactly.
And was it Wade? Is that the dad of Mason, you said?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and if I remember the story correctly, he became a doctor because
That's
of the
right.
situation.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you find out your kid, you know, mm-hmm. has special needs, and they say, well, I think I'll become a doctor to help and make sure everything is going to be so useful and helpful and enhancing to his children as well as other children.
Right, exactly. And then, becoming a doctor, the way you just said that, it almost makes it sound quite bland.
Yes,
but
not easy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I'll become a doctor.
But
you got about 8 to 12 years.
So. Yeah,
exactly.
But what I understand, his reputation, I hear it just standing around listening to the moms. He's a leader, and he's done a lot of great things for a lot of families and as
we'll have to get him on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that
we're
would be great.
To do that.
Well,
yep.
We'd like to get to both of you guys on the
exactly.
show. So there's the shout out.
Exactly.
Come on and tell us the way it really is in Phoenix, Arizona, as far as, our children and get some awareness out there for the wonderful things that Phoenix Children's Hospital has been doing and plans for the future.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah. Those are good shout-outs, and we'll get them on the show for sure. And then how about an update on 2012? Because the new year is coming up.
It is. So
new Year's
fast.
Eve is around the corner.
Yep.
Tom is getting ready for midnight, I could tell. He doesn't need mistletoe for this, does he?
No, not at all.
Okay. So 2012, vision strategy, what's in store for 2012?
Oh, we have a very exciting calendar plan, Dave. I think the most important things we hoping for that are on our wish list is we need a facility, and we would love to be there on January 1st. That would be just wonderful. As we've spoken before, we envision it being like a campus where we can have several classes going on at the same time. Yeah.
So why don't you describe it a little bit more? I mean, how do you know how big this needs to be? Is there a special location in Phoenix or Scottsdale or the Valley area, or does that matter? Any location?
Oh, I don't think it matters at this
no.
point. Arizona now with the 101 and the 51, and again, listening to the moms, they're going to travel wherever is in their child's best interest. Tammy was mentioning it a little bit. There's probably not many places to go that can deliver this type of quality service to their children and to the whole family in the performing arts. This is very unique what's happening here. But I think the big emphasis is we need to find a home. And it's got to be a home for that obviously can handle wheelchairs. And it's something we don't want to keep moving around. We've been doing the moving around now for 3 years to the East Valley, the West Valley, mm-hmm. and wherever it's taken us. And what we're trying to do is get some roots down. And with commercial real estate being at its all-time this might be a good time to be finding somebody that would be willing to step up with an area that might be open right now.
So that would be important, and you would figure there is a lot of space open mm-hmm. in the Valley because of the real estate situation and condition. However, so let's give out your number now. If someone's listening right now that either has a space or knows of someone,
yes,
let's get this going.
Yes.
What's your phone number?
We would love to hear from you. It's 602-502-2743. And, yes, please call us. We would love to talk to you and get this going. It's very important.
Very important and very beneficial to kids. So, you know, if you want to give a real good, amazing gift this
exactly.
holiday
yes.
season that
yes.
will last the whole year and years to come, definitely call again. What number?
602 502-2743.
Excellent. Now we have a caller on line one. Let's bring Sylvia into the show. Sylvia, welcome.
Hi, Hi. Sylvia.
Hi.
How are you? Do you, I think you know Tom and or Caroline, right, Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay. So well, do you know Tom and Caroline? Do you know Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Sylvia. How you doing?
Good.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, exactly. I like it.
Oh, that is wonderful. Great. Are you listening from home or are you in the car?
Yeah, I'm listening to it.
That is so cool. It's nice to speak to you, sweetie. What did you want to say to us?
Well, actually, this is a prayer line.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, we didn't hear you?
You said something about a line, I think.
Yes. Are you still there? I think we lost her.
Did we lose Sylvia?
Yes. Call back.
Oh, no, there she is.
There you are.
She's reappeared. So, Sylvia, did you have a question for Tom or Caroline?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question?
I'd love to be there.
You would love to be here?
We would love you to be here, too.
Yes.
How old are you, Sylvia?
I'm 9.
Wow.
Oh, you're 9.
That is great.
Are you, by any chance, a little ballerina?
Yes, I'd love to be a ballerina.
Wow.
We would love to you to be a ballerina, sweetheart. Would you ask your mom to call us later? Or can we take your number and we will call your mom?
Okay, can I say something?
Please.
I love Justin Bieber.
Oh, he is great, isn't he?
Yes.
That is so cool. Wow. Well, that's good. Musical discernment, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, that is so cool. So, yeah, being a ballerina would be good because there are events coming up, right, Caroline?
There are events coming up, and we would love you to be in them, Sylvia. We have Snow White coming up in February, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And then we have our wonderful holiday festival on December 10th, and I think your mom should bring you. You'd have a wonderful time.
Okay.
So would you ask her to take our phone number and to call me later?
Okay.
Okay. It's 602.
Yeah, I already have it.
You already have it, sweetie? Oh, great. I will talk to Mom later.
Okay.
Okay.
Sylvia, thank you so much for calling in. We
appreciate
it. Yeah,
that is exciting. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's so sweet.
That was lovely.
Have you... Have you met Sylvia before?
I don't think I've met her yet, but I'm looking forward so much to meeting her.
That is so nice. See, it's you know, that's great. It's courageous for a 9-year-old to call a radio
it
show.
It is. That is very brave.
Very well done. And she sounded so cute. And it was so cute how she said, I want to be a ballerina. Right?
Yes. So Sylvia's mom, please will you call me in about 2 hours? I would love to talk to you. Let's get Sylvia organized and into ballet.
That would be good.
And that's thank you again, Sylvia.
Yes.
Because that's the reason why we've got to get this community in place for some stability. A community is where people like to come and talk with their friends, be with family, kids to kids, kids to adults. You know, dancing, having fun, learning. You know, part of the mantra is share, learn, and grow. And, that's a great introduction and a great phone call. It's a small company, a small 501c3 nonprofit. And we just have to, feedback that we've gotten from the community, typical or special needs, it doesn't matter. It's like, this is incredible what's going on here.
It is.
No question. And I think let's mention again your holiday festival.
Yes.
Saturday, December 10th, 1-4, North Phoenix Baptist Church. I think that's out by Bethany Home and Central.
Yes, it is, right on the corner. And it's going to be in the Family Life Center.
Wow.
In the roller rink, which is a great facility. And it's going to be very different. It's like a lunch theater in the round, where we're going to have tables of 10. We're going to be serving great food. You'll watch our show. We have three one-acts, one from The Wizard of Oz, Alice in Wonderland, and Santa's Workshop.
Wow.
Santa will be arriving. We're going to have a fabulous afternoon, and it's perfect for the whole family. So you can either book online at balletacademyofarizona.org, or please call me at 602-502-2743. We would love you to be there. And Sylvia and your mom, we'd love to see you there.
Which would be so
cool.
And
so cool.
Now, are you still looking for people to participate, or your rehearsals are already set?
Yeah, our rehearsals are all set. We have our cast organized. We rehearse two more rehearsals this weekend, and then we'll be ready for the show. But we would love everybody listening to come and watch us.
Wow, and that's a nice church also.
It is. It's a beautiful church.
I think we talked about that a little bit last month.
Yes,
where,
they're very, very welcoming. It's enormous.
Good parking, too.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Beautiful parking.
I thought they had a cafe there or something once. I think.
Yes, they do. They still do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was really a
very
cool
nice.
Place. And
yes.
Very accommodating. So I think that's something to look forward to coming
yes.
up. Wow, only... What, a couple of weeks?
Exactly, in 2 weeks.
Wow, time flies. How's rehearsals going?
Very well. We're having a lot of fun. Everyone was creating one of the dances this past Saturday, and everyone did such a great job. The boys were fabulous. We had a lot of fun.
Wow.
Yes.
So how long does rehearsals last usually?
Usually about 2 or 3 hours. Yeah.
2 to 3 hours.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Well, we have another guest caller here.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, you guys are rocking and rolling. I believe the guest's name is Diamond. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello, Diamond.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'd like to be Snow White.
Oh, we would love to have you be in Snow White. How old are you?
7.
Oh, that is perfect. Oh, honey, that is so exciting. Do you like that story?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Well, would you ask your mom to also call me later, and I will talk to her, mom or dad, and I'll give them all the details. We're going to start practicing on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of January. I know you won't be in school that week, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to start practicing. You'll have such a lovely time.
Okay.
So Snow White.
Okay, yes.
Have you seen Snow White before?
Yeah, I saw it in Disneyland.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
What was your best part in Disneyland?
Your best part? How about the...
What was your best ride?
Disney Park.
Oh, yes. That's lovely, isn't it?
Wow. So, and so what's your best part in Snow White? What did you like the best about that?
Do you like doing ballet, Diamond?
Yeah.
Have you done ballet before?
No.
Oh, that's fine. Ooh. That's very exciting. It's something to look forward to.
Well, thank you so much, Diamond.
Yes.
You want to give out your phone number so they can call you?
Yes. Diamond, please ask Mom to call me later, 602-502-2743.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Diamond.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that is so cute.
This is so exciting.
This is very... See, you're making such a big difference in the lives
lovely.
Of people.
Yeah,
very
see, nice. Now for during Christmas, we may have to bring all the children in.
Yes.
You're going to have to get a bigger studio.
Yeah. Yeah, we could actually bring the kids in here,
Wouldn't
too.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Just to...
They would love that.
Oh, I think they would. I think this would be...
Yes.
Wow, very nice. Yeah. Well, let's take a quick break.
Okay.
This is very energizing and very... It's nice that, people realize that there's a way out there to participate in the lives of others while enhancing your own life. And, of course, we're talking about the Ballet Academy of Arizona, Caroline Atkinson, in studio with her amazing husband, Tom the Boss Bossmeyer, and we'll be right back.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Tom the Boss Bossmeyer and Caroline Atkinson, founder and owner of Ballet Academy of Arizona. And again, thank you to Sylvia and Diamond for calling in. We encourage other people to call in. Absolutely. Big kids, adults, anyone that would like to know more about this or to ask Tom or Caroline questions. And, of course, the phone number is 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. Feel free to call in. That was adorable. Sylvia and Diamond, thank you for your call. It was a blessing. And
it was. We're still smiling. Yes, thanks, girls.
Yes.
You made everyone's day.
You did. Okay. That was lovely.
And listen, actually, if there's and we know that for Dave Isaac and KXXT 1010 AM, there's thousands of people on the highway right now at home listening to this show. But for those of you adults, really, one of the challenges that we face with Ballet Academy of Arizona and the vision, which is to rapidly move forward here with the performing arts children's community, is that you can imagine sponsorship. To that end, we've just come up with a brief, when I say brief, about a 7-minute video that tells this story in a video clip with all the children telling you how much fun it is to participate in a production, whether that's in practice or actually at the Herberger Theater. Mm-hmm. And that's from typical children and special needs children. And as they'll tell you, it doesn't matter. We're all just kids having fun together. And so this is just a shout out for the Caroline and her organization that if anyone's listening and a lot of us today are working even in this economy, you may want to pass the information's available on the website which is BalletAcademyOfArizona.org. And pass that up to somebody that can help support, whether that's anywhere from $1,000. We have different levels of sponsorship, but it all directly goes to the programs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 100% of what we get in.
You know, whether that's the dance, the music, whatever programs are put together, there's lots of practices, the wonderful costumes and everything, the backdrops and the sets. So, but the main thing is, take a look at this video. It's a lot of people that are in an engaged community that are really happy that they get to spend this time together with other families. So, and yeah. I just wanted to let you know that.
And it's a great gift. I mean, not just the gift of giving, but the gift that you're going to give children mm-hmm. and their future. And that would seem to make all the difference. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people, you know, Black Friday, they're waiting in lines for hours and hours. Some camp out the day before to get good deals. And, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But when you see the faces and how it impacts children,
yes.
typical or special needs, that's, you know, maybe we need lines and lines mm-hmm. for people waiting to give these types of gifts, because that goes on forever.
It does. It changes the family forever.
It will. I mean, I witnessed it here, right, yes. with the moms and how yes. grateful they were just to have a voice and have hope and a support system. And
Well, it changes the families, but then on a larger scale, Dave, it'll change the fabric of our society.
Yes.
Yes.
Since we all pass each other, whether it's Black Friday or whatever the shopping excuse is, we're all part of this community.
Mm-hmm.
And we need some inspirational, coming together. And that's what this is all about. Just real quickly, I want to almost read this so that, we go on the record. This is very serious organization that's delivering value to the families, you know, through the children. The vision for the Ballet Academy of Arizona, and it's brief, is to co-create an inclusive children's innovative performing arts family community. Key word in there being a couple key words, but inclusive and innovative. You know, we're all of the same fabric, and the kids know that. Sometimes we adults need to remember it. The mission is to pull it all together and lead and facilitate the inclusion of special needs and typical children together within a creative performing arts child development process. And Caroline's big point that she makes all the time, and we're all in agreement, it's about the inner dancer. And whether that's the inner dancer in grandma, grandpa, the child, you or I, but we're all dancing inside, and we can be in a wheelchair or we can be as healthy as some of the best athletes in town. But it's that inner dancer and believing in ourselves that is part of the key core value of the Performing Arts Center. So I just wanted to make sure I got that out for everyone. And not just you 7 and 9-year-olds, because I know you're listening.
Yeah, that's right. And that was well said. So, again, let's give out the phone number again for people to call so they can participate one way or the other. Who would like to give out the number?
Yeah. It's 602-502-2743.
2743.
Please call us. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, look, Diamond yeah. called, Sylvia called. So,
yeah,
people
and again,
can, you know.
Call us and we can email that video to
yes,
you.
Again, yes, please do that.
It's part of this social media. It's a YouTube clip, and we'd love to for you to get to take a look at that and see what the children are saying about how much fun they're having together.
Exactly.
You know, remember there was a government program, I think it's still around, and I didn't know much about it, but it said No Kid Left Behind, but that should be the theme.
Exactly.
No Kid Left Behind.
No, nobody.
And it sounded like when you had the moms on, it was very sad where, you know, when you're a new mom or new dad and you may have a special needs kids, it might feel like you're left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And And Caroline and Tom, that's what you're doing, is No Kid Left Behind. But even greater than that, No Kid Left Behind and included and full of hope and faith. And we have another caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's go. Mary, age 6, I think, from Phoenix. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Mary. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm very good.
That's excellent.
So
I like to make a prayer.
Peter Pan? Is that what you said?
No, I want to make a prayer.
I'm sorry, honey. We didn't hear you. Tell us one more time.
I want to make a prayer.
A prayer?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
Well, I thought, like, 1 week ago, me and my mom, my family got a car accident, and everybody don't like, but my mom has to do a surgery. I want to pray for her.
Thank you, sweetheart. We will pray for her also, and I'm sure she's going to be just fine.
Okay.
Okay, honey.
Wow, you're so wonderful.
You are very brave. She's lucky to have such a lovely girl.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Are you a ballerina?
I want to be a ballerina.
Oh, I'd love you to be a ballerina. Is your mom there?
My mom's at work and my dad.
Oh, your dad. Will you ask your dad to phone me later and I can talk to him?
Okay.
Okay, honey. And I'll be thinking of your mom. We send lots of love to her.
Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much. That's Mary, age 6. How adorable.
That is lovely.
Oh, my. So let's get your number again.
Yes. So Mary and her family, our number is 602-502-2743. And it's so nice to hear from you children. It just makes the show very exciting. I'll just quickly tell you what we have planned for 2012 for all of you ballerinas who can't wait to be ballerinas, those of you who already are. And don't forget, we have lots of boys in our production as well as the girls. In February, we are doing Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And then at the beginning of May, we are doing The Tales of Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit. And that includes, of course, which I know all you children know, Jemima Puddle Duck and Peter Rabbit, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, all the bunnies. That is a great performance. And then next September, we're doing Peter Pan. And then in December, we're doing our Nutcracker Ballet at the Orpheum Theatre. So there is lots for you to do if you join us. So please give us a call, 602-502-2743.
What a lineup that is.
It is an exciting lineup.
I wrote down Snow White,
mm-hmm.
and then Peter Rabbit, but what was the other one? Tales of?
Beatrix Potter.
Wow, I don't know if I've... Beatrix Potter.
Yes, you do you know Jemima Puddle Duck?
No, I didn't know that one. Oh. I was hoping Tom would explain that to me.
And then we have Mrs. Tiggy Winkle. She's the little hedgehog who washes all the little mittens for the kittens and the little stockings for the ducks and all kinds of things.
I know Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello, girls.
Hello. Wow. That
Yes. And then, of course, if there are any organizations or companies who would like to be sponsors for any of these productions, we would love you to do that. It would be marvelous for your organization, for everyone who works there, and you can be sponsors for one of these performances.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So how does that work? That's a good thing to talk about. So it's like, I think last time you said they could get a spot in the program
That's right. Yes, and depending on their level of sponsorship, they would be listed right up on the theater, and we can talk to you. There's lots of creative things that we can do together.
Oh, that's a great idea to do that. And it's certainly a way to help out, and both sides, you know, it's a win-win.
It is. It's very much a win-win.
Because you've been selling out on these
events. We have been, yes. Cinderella, we sold out both shows.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic,
it
actually.
Is.
So Wow, so this is so cute. We certainly hope the best
for Mary's mom.
Yes,
we send her all our love.
Yeah, and it sounded like she will be okay. And
yes,
but how cute, Tom? is this cute or what?
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm sure that everybody else listening has said a little prayer for Mary's mom also.
Yeah, yes. I think that's really important.
And I think it is.
That's what it's all about in any community. But
well, we have about 8 minutes left. Call in. I'll give the phone number out for the station to call in. 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. Call in, say hi to Tom and Caroline, and maybe talk about being a ballerina or for guys, right? They have other parts, of course. A lot of different parts they can play.
That's right.
And we'll take a real quick break right now, and we'll come back with Tom, the boss, Bossmeyer, mm-hmm. as well as Caroline Atkinson, founder and owner of Ballet Academy of Arizona. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today. 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is The Boss and the Ballerina, starring Caroline Atkinson, founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona, and Tom, the Boss, Bossmeyer, owner of Leapfrog Forum. Say that three times.
Leapfrog Forums, Leapfrog Forums, Leapfrog Forums.
I'm impressed. And that's an innovative culture process cycle. So tell us a little bit about Leapfrog Forums and how this really helps society as well.
Well, we don't have that much time, so I'm going to just get to the bottom line. And we've been talking with leaders over the last 4 years of our new economy, if you will. And the way it is the way it is. From our perspective and what we're hearing from CEOs, small to large, it doesn't matter the size, it doesn't matter the sector that they're in, from nonprofit to engineering to solar energy. But what we're saying and what they're telling is that because they've cut back, they've laid off, they've downsized, they've done all the fundamental things to survive, and they have, that what they're looking forward to is that they're going to need a innovative type culture to proceed into the future. And that means an engaged workforce. And Dave, we've talked about this on other shows and the power of that. And what we're focusing on in 2012 at LeapFrog is how do we do that? How do we create a culture, a passionate culture, whether you have five employees or 5,000? And it's great to have the passionate culture, but now we need one that's innovative because the real differentiator lies within. And it's if you have five employees and they're innovative versus a competitor that has five employees and they're not innovative, guess which company's going to do better? So what we do is just, and again, I'm going to be real quick with this. First of all, there's three easy steps. Step one is you got to figure out that you're going to be in a continual change mode from now on. There's no, you know, strategic plan that's going to last you 5 years out, 3 years out, like in the old days. So what you got to do is figure out how innovative, what type of a innovation vision for your organization, whether you're a product organization or a service organization. But what is the vision? And then how can you get a culture that's going to make that vision complete?
And, you know, Tom, I've known you a long time, and this is something that's much needed, especially in today's economy. We only have about a minute and a half left. However, you're absolutely right. I mean, people should not sit back and try to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. It's time to be innovative, creative, and I think you have a really good forum, LeapFrog Forums, mm-hmm. to help people along. So they should really call you and find out a little bit more about that. How do they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with us at area code 602-859-0048. And again, our website is leapfrogforums, that's plural, .com. And the main ingredient is a passionate leader. So I could just start with that. If the organization is going to change, he or she has got to be on fire inside to really want to turn the organization around.
No question about it. Thank you, Tom Bossmeyer, Tom the Boss Bossmeyer, and Caroline Atkinson, founder of Ballet Academy of Arizona. We'll hear from you, of course, next month, the fourth Friday, and 602-502-2743.
Yes.
Speak to Caroline. And Tom is 602-859-0048. Thank you to Sylvia,
yes.
Diamond, and Mary for calling in. They were awesome.
They were.
And everyone have a great night. We'll see everyone tomorrow for a special tax planning, year-end planning, I should say, with some great guests tomorrow on Breakthrough Thinking, a fifth Tuesday special. And everyone have a great night. See everyone tomorrow.